My guest today will be Robbie Roberson, an expert on all sorts of boats, from kayaks to yachts. We'll be talking about boats with Solly Roberson right after we have this important message.
Mr. Roberson, I noticed you've been going to sea since you were in your early teens. I wonder how this all began.
Well, my father actually started the ball rolling by taking the family to Alaska when we were very small children. And the bug bit pretty hard, taking this beautiful voyage up through the Inland Passage to Yakutat, Alaska, and back. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got out of school, I couldn't wait to get into the Navy. And I was 4 years in the Navy as a radio man. And after that, went into the California Nautical School as a communications instructor. Since that time, I've been in boating as a spare time hobby activity ever since.
Mm-hmm. Supposing a novice like myself all of a sudden decides he wants to buy a boat, what do I look for first of all in buying a boat?
Well, the first consideration, I believe, you have to go out on an area having landlocked lakes, you'd get a much different boat from what you would get if you were, say, on the Sound or someplace like that. It's a very excellent idea first to look around to see the kind of boats which are being used successfully in the waters that you're going to sail on.
All right. Then if I live in Stamford, Connecticut, then it would be a good idea to go down to the Stamford where they dock the boats, look
go
and see
the boat
there.
Yards and mm-hmm. marinas.
Uh-huh.
And talk to some of the skippers,
mm-hmm.
because there are as many different kinds of boating activities as there are kinds of boats. Some people go out to fish, others like to water ski, skin dive, others like to go out for a weekend or a whole week's cruising.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain things I should tell my wife and my three children now before that we got a boat? Should we start preparing ourselves before we even bought the boat?
Well, first of all, tell them there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing really dangerous about the water. The dangerous element is brought by the people who might come out on it without adequate knowledge and without proper equipment. The first thing they should do, though, is to become acquainted with the rules of safety on a boat so that you won't be in the spot of having someone in trouble right at the time when you should be managing the boat.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank Mr. Roberson for coming in and taking the time to say hello to our audience and telling so much about a new field that is rapidly gaining popularity here. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Jackie, and I hope to see you on the water this summer.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.